President-elect Barack Obama has picked the chief of Chicago's public school system to be his Secretary of Education. That's the topic of our next story. Arnie Duncan has headed the nation's third largest school system since 2001 and is a friend and basketball partner of Obama. Duncan must be confirmed by the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee to be formally accepted as Education Secretary. The choice of Duncan is an interesting one given the various competing ideologies on education. On the one hand, those who want so-called education reform are looking for an education secretary who will hold schools and teachers accountable for student test scores and are wary of teachers' unions. On the opposite sides are the unions themselves and their Democratic Party supporters. With Duncan's appointment, it seems as though the reformers have been placated rather than the unions, who preferred Linda Darling Hammond, a professor of education at Stanford University, who was not picked. My guest this morning is Michael Klonsky, a Chicago-based education activist and a leader in the so-called small schools movement. He's also a blogger. Welcome to Uprising, Michael.
Hi, glad to be with you.
Thanks very much for joining us today. So you must be quite familiar with Arnie Duncan, leading the Chicago school system. Tell us a little bit about him and what he has done in Chicago for the education system that you either like or don't like, or both.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm very hesitant to put the either all the positives or negatives, and there are plenty of both, on Arnie Duncan. I mean, he has a lot of responsibility, but you have to understand that for the last decade or so, this has been Mayor Daley's school system. He runs it. He appoints the CEOs. You know, we call our superintendents CEOs now because we're running on this business model. And as you can probably tell from my tone, I don't really like that very much. We've had a program here called Renaissance 2010, which is the mayor's program, which Arnie Duncan is in charge of implementing. And I think that's been a disaster for the city of Chicago.
What does it mean exactly?
Well, Renaissance 2010 was originally envisioned as a program that would create 50 new schools in the city by the year 2010, which is next year. And at first, you know, being a kind of a small schools guy, I was very happy to hear that there was going to be a creation. There was going to be this creation of new small schools in the city. But as it turned out, the Renaissance 2010 was really a school closing initiative. Dozens of schools, neighborhood schools, have been closed, especially in the African American community in Chicago. And kids have been scattered hither and yon across different neighborhoods to go to different schools.
So they're not going to schools in their own communities.
That's exactly right, and this has created a lot of tension in the school, in the new schools, in the receiving schools that were not prepared to receive these kids, and they've also been pushed across different gang territories, and that's increased the levels of school violence and youth violence in the city. So that's been a real problem for me, and it's something that I've struggled with Duncan and other people in the administration about. There's been a lot of hype about Duncan, especially yesterday when he was appointed. I mean, giving him credit for personally increasing elementary school test scores by 40 percentage points. And again, you know, a lot of this hype is to be expected at this time, you know, the time of his appointment. But I think there's a lot that's not been said, you know, and that's unfortunate.
And what would you add to that then?
Well, first of all, I would point out that Chicago's graduation rate is only 52%. And it's up a few points since Duncan took over, but it's still 17th from the bottom among large cities in the United States. Only 6.5% of CPS freshmen go on to earn a college degree by the time they're in their mid-20s, which I think is pretty awful. And also there's been four straight years of declining high school test scores, which went unmentioned yesterday. Duncan's administration has bought into No Child Left Behind's testing madness. And so throughout his tenure, there's been a real overemphasis on standardized testing, and a lot of the schools have been turned into what's been called testing factories.
And on that issue, Michael, since you know you're someone who's been following education and are deeply involved in this, the past 8 years of the Bush legacy on education with the No Child Left Behind Act seems to have taken this country overall in this direction, heavily emphasizing test scores. And I'm wondering if you can explain the when we talk about education reformers, those you know in the media that are called the education reformers. Is that the group that is leaning heavily again toward the issue of emphasizing test scores and using test scores as a measure of school success?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that we would call these folks reformers? Every district in the country, especially urban school districts, are under the gun of NCLB and are being and it's punitive measures and based strictly on a standardized test score, which is not an accurate measure of either how kids are doing or how schools are doing.
Now, given his tenure or given his past in Chicago, do you think Arne Duncan is just going to continue the sort of national direction towards continued or increased emphasis on test scores?
Well, that's really a question not so much of Arne Duncan as it is of the new Obama administration. And I worry about that, but I'm also hopeful because of things that President-elect Obama has said that indicate that that there may be a shift away from No Child Left Behind's single-minded emphasis on standardized testing. Now, you have to remember that No Child Left Behind was not simply a Republican creation. It was a bipartisan mistake. I think now that it's really gone out of favor with most of the people in the country, and especially with educators. And I noticed that neither of the candidates in this year's election campaign, neither McCain nor Obama, hardly mentioned No Child Left Behind. I mean, they were trying to distance themselves from it. So I'm hopeful that the new administration will move away from that direction. And I know Duncan has been critical of a lot of the excesses of No Child Left Behind, and even though he's kind of bought into it here in Chicago, and that's one of the things I'm most critical of him for.
My guest is Michael Klonsky. He's a Chicago-based education activist and a leader in the small schools movement, and we're talking about Obama's pick for education secretary, really one of the most important arenas, nationally speaking, of the education of America's children, so much depending on it in terms of issues of poverty and economics, et cetera. And Arne Duncan is the person that was named by Obama as his education secretary. We're taking a look at his tenure. Let's talk now about Duncan's past with teachers. He, I understand from reading about his career in Chicago, has been one to try to use performance-based incentives on teachers and not necessarily as popular among teachers' unions as perhaps progressives might like to see. Would you agree?
Well, I agree, but I also think that the way they've done it here is a little bit better than in most places. Here they've done it more in collaboration with the teachers' union. And the teachers' union here, and I think I'm sure in other cities too, in New York, for example, have bought into a certain type of incentive system or merit pay system.
So he has worked with the unions?
Yes, I think he's worked a little better with the unions than some of the other potential candidates for the job, like Joel Klein, for example, in New York, or Michelle Rhee, the superintendent of Washington, D.C., who are union bashers, or Paul Vallis, for example, down in our old superintendent, who's now down in New Orleans. So that's one thing I can say for Duncan on the positive side. He's been a little bit better, a little more collaborative with teachers and with teachers' unions. And this merit pay system here in Chicago doesn't seem to be as bad as it is in other places. In other words, in terms of engendering competition among teachers or things like some of the negative aspects of that I really don't like. The question on all these programs is will there be money to to continue it, or is it going to die? Are they going to die of their own lack of funds and resources, which has been the biggest problem here in Chicago over the years? It's not entirely Duncan's fault, of course, because the way we're funded here in Chicago and in the state of Illinois is unsatisfactory and very unfair to urban schools.
Now, what about the question of charter schools? What position does Arnie Duncan take on charter schools? And, in fact, what is your position on it as well?
Well, our small schools workshop helped start some of the original small schools in Chicago and charter schools, which were, but at that time they were the creation of teachers with a vision for, an alternative vision for doing innovative teaching and having more control over their learning and teaching environment. But what's happened under Duncan is that charter schools have become increasingly managed by private or outside management companies. We call them CMO, charter management organizations.
And is this sort of part of the business model that
Chicago's
public schools are run by?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So the problem isn't with the idea of charters itself, but it's with this business model. And it's not just about charter schools, but increasingly big chunks of the school system are being kind of sold off to private management companies, including after-school programs and special education programs, et cetera. And it kind of goes along with the way the whole, you know, the whole city under Daley has been, it's up for sale, you know, and public space is being privatized, the roads, the highways, the parking meters, the garbage collection, everything is everything that was previously part of the public domain seems to be moving towards a privatization.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you this finally then, Mike. I know you and others would have preferred Linda Darling-Hammond at Stanford to be the education secretary, but given that Arnie Duncan is now in the post, what would you like to see for the next 4 years under an Obama administration carried out by Arnie Duncan for American schools from a federal level?
Well, I hope that that Obama and Duncan are going to use the Department of Education in a completely different way than the Bush administration did. Under the Bush administration, it was mainly a cash cow for politically aligned consulting groups and companies who got into the education business. I hope that first of all, Duncan uses the bully pulpit of the Department of Education to be an advocate for urban schools and for adequate funding and resourcing of those schools, and also an advocate for teachers instead of a teacher basher.
And a move away from the test scores emphasis?
Absolutely. I think that's a number one priority. I think we've got to have a wide range of ways to assess schools and to change the whole meaning of accountability to make it a much more democratic process and a way to get to rely much more on teachers rather than having the department be seen as their enemy.
And very briefly, Michael, give us a thumbnail description of the small schools movement.
Well, the small schools movement originally began because a lot of the research that we were doing back 20, 30 years ago showed that the size of schools, especially our big high schools, led to a high degree of anonymity of students, and that this led to poor performance in schools, increase of school violence, teacher isolation, and we found that anonymity was a big problem in the school. So teachers in Chicago and New York and other places a couple decades ago began organizing and trying to create smaller learning environments for themselves where they could practice more innovative teaching methods and things like that, and also build closer relationship with their students.
Hmm.
That's been very effective over the years, and the Small Schools Workshop has been an agency that's kind of been designed to help those teachers do that.
Well, Michael Klonsky, I want to thank you very much for joining us today and for educating us, if you will, about Arne Duncan.
Well, thanks for having me.
Michael Klonsky is a Chicago-based education activist and a leader in the small schools movement that he was just telling us about. And you can read his blog at michaelklonsky.blogspot.com. That's Michael, KLONSKY.blogspot.com, where he has blogged a bit about Arne Duncan. And we'll link to it from our website later today if you missed that at kpfk.org/uprising.